The Mara Serena Safari Lodge in the world-famous Masai Mara National Reserve is normally heavily booked from late December through February. But in the first few weeks of 2008, only about 35% of the lodge was occupied. Peter Mbogua is the sales and marketing manager for Serena Hotels. He says this is typical of what is happening across the industry.
At one of our lodges in Tsavo, Kilaguni Serena Safari Lodge, next week I have 2 days where I don't have a single client. That lodge would be enjoying an occupancy of about 85-90%.
Riots in cities and towns across Kenya broke out shortly after the December 27th elections that opposition supporters say President Mwai Kibaki stole. More than 5,000 tourists a week who were expected on charter flights beginning in January have cancelled their bookings.
Planes are coming almost empty and picking the clients who are here, taking them out.
This is a huge blow to Kenya, whose tourism industry pulls in about $1 billion a year. Some 1 million Kenyans are directly or indirectly employed in the tourism sector. Duncan Muriuki is chairman of the Kenya Association of Tour Operators. He estimates that at least half of the projected earnings for 2008 could be lost.
If we don't solve the problem, a clear 30 to 40 billion shillings could be lost. And if not, the whole of the projected budget for the tourism will be wiped off, of which case the whole industry with over 500,000 direct employees will go home.
Tourism officials say that travelers are safe because the unrest is largely confined to urban slums and other areas where visitors normally do not go. That view is echoed by Debbie Shilito, a Canadian who arrived at the height of the chaos.
We drove up to Mount Kenya and stayed at the Mountain Lodge. That was so nice, and you know, saw a lot of wildlife, and everybody was so friendly.
Tourism industry officials say it could take from 6 months to several years for Kenya's tourism trade to rebound, depending on when the political crisis is resolved. Rose Musonye-Kwena is the public relations manager of the Kenya Tourist Board. She says it took a lot of time, money, and effort to put Kenya on the world map as a safe, friendly, beautiful tourist destination.
We were in the process of focusing on sustainability of this image, and now we are back. We are back to 2002, where we have again to reassure the tourism community that Kenya is really a destination to visit.
Kwena says her board plans to ask the government for almost $31 million to restore Kenya's image. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Masai Mara Reserve.